It is a transistor on an 6-pin IC looking device. So there, I believe, should be two of them on the integrated circuit device. And to answer the question about it, I think what happened is there is an undocumented 12-volt line that sparked to something else that eventually brought it back to ground. And that's where the smoke came out, or that's why the smoke came out. Let's word it that way. I'm not necessarily, it was a cable that I made that didn't have all the wires covered up, so the 12-volt one sparked to something. But at the end of the day, that data sheet never said that there was a 12-volt connector there at all. So that's where I kind of just didn't realize that there was 12 volts at unregulated current, because everything else on there, it doesn't have current drawing capacity at all. So I thought I'd be safe, but I guess I'm wrong.